When bowing three times, do you say something in your mind, like taking refuge or anything else? It depends. I think it's something that one can experiment with and work with. I tend to just come back to the physical sensation, so just getting, being mindful, being present, grounding myself in awareness. But I think with the experimenting and seeing, well, what actually does help the mind come together? What helps to inspire them? Because sometimes that, like in the Thai language or in the Thai tradition, they'll use a recitation of say just Buddha, and they'll do that as a meditation object of its own, just a recitation Buddha. They'll use it in conjunction with a breath. So on the in-breath, po, the out-breath, po, po, po. But one can do that when one's bowing. Bowing, po, po, dhammo, sangho. So that's a recollection of the refuges. So a lot of it is just experimenting and seeing what helps to make it relevant. This follows on from last night of the Dhamma stuff available. So I think it'd be great if you have video clips uploaded to YouTube. Your teaching is great and easy to follow. This can be a good source for other people to learn Dhamma. There are very few Theravada teachings in English on YouTube. Maybe when we get our new hall, that's part of the. We're in the process of building a new meditation hall, reception hall. And it will have the capacity to for sound and video, so that might, we'll see what happens, but well, at least we'll have the capacity.